What's up?
I'm just having a quick snack, just a juicy Honeycrisp apple with cinnamon on top.
What is this, an Apple ad?
No, I just love apples.
What are we getting paid by Macintosh now? What are we getting paid by fuck, what are some other types of apples?
Don't know. Trader Joe's.
No, there's like Red Delicious.
Like Honeycrisp.
Honeycrisp? That sounds like a
Yeah,
cereal.
that's probably why I like it. What's your favorite apple? There's so many.
I like green.
You do? They're sour.
I guess. I mean, I don't know. I like red. I like green.
There's more than one to say, but okay, there's like the red delicious apple you're talking about, but then there's like the Honeycrisp ones are red with a little yellow. The yellow apples are something entirely different. There's just so many.
Oh, we got the pink pearl.
Yeah, probably.
Okay, first of all
I'm
these
Googling
different
it.
types of apples also sound like they could be ladies' sex toys. You got the pink pearl, you got
That's an
ambrosia.
apple.
You got Arkansas Black. You got
Oh, what?
Beauty of Wiltshire for all the British people out there, all the British ladies who need a vibrator. Winter Banana, Zester Apple, Gold Spur for all you Westerners out there.
Oh, that's the green apple.
Rambo Apple. Jesus, that one probably hurts.
There's a lot. This is crazy. I don't see any of these in our grocery stores.
No, we got red, we got green, we got yellow.
Anyway.
Jesus Christ, man.
I'm a Honeycrisp guy.
This is how bad it's gotten. We're fucking doing a YFT on apples.
Bet we've educated some people.
Okay, thank God we have Listen to Your Heart coming out.
I am so pumped about this. And honestly, girls out there that have a thing for musicians, you should be pumped about this because this is 20 single musicians that are coming to the Bachelor Mansion. It's basically The Bachelor, but all musicians. I'm so pumped.
Yes, when is it coming out? Because I need this now.
Oh, I cannot wait. April 13th is the day that the
Yes.
next Bachelor chapter begins in our lives.
Yeah, it's got everything you love, man. Romance, hot tubs, Chris Harrison, and of course, drama, drama, drama. Also, why wasn't I a part of this and like bartending for all these people?
I was actually just about to ask that because they have some of the biggest names in music judging the show, like Jason Mraz and Kesha and Bachelor Nation fan favorites.
Yeah,
I guess
so.
that's not you.
I guess not. Ooh, which of these new Bachelor hopefuls will make beautiful music together? Who will strike the right note and who is there for the song reasons?
I see what you did there.
Yeah.
Seriously, I'm really pumped to watch this. Living in Nashville, this is going to hit right at home for me. I'm super pumped about this show. So make sure you guys check it out.
The Bachelor presents Listen to Your Heart, a 6-episode event starting Monday, April 13th, 8, 7 Central on ABC. I know we're early in on this quarantine, and I know that I need to relax, but I had barbecue last night, and it was the best fucking thing I've ever had in my entire life. Like,
Did you do the barbecuing?
no, we like ordered out, and like, I forgot how good barbecue is because I've been eating, like salads and chicken and like simple stuff to make. And then all of a
Yeah.
sudden, my quarantine ass had some fucking barbecue. And geez, geez, you know what, man? If the whole place, if it's Armageddon, we can't forget about barbecue.
Is that would that be you if you like you, oh, you had to like choose your last meal, would it be barbecue?
I don't know. Like, it was so amazing last night. I was like, ribs are so good. Anyways, how is your
Well,
quarantine?
it's fine. I'm just going a little stir crazy, to be honest. It was fun for 2 weeks. Now I'm antsy. Now I want to start working. I want to start making some money. I want to get out of the house. I want to see some people. I can't believe I'm saying it. It's time. But it's not at all.
I know, not even close. Dude,
Not even
do you
close.
know what I did? I bought a golf simulator and put it up in my garage so I can
Oh.
play golf while we're stuck at the house.
Wow. That sounds expensive.
It was.
Also,
But
you know what else is expensive? And so the only stock going up, apparently, is Peloton. Everyone and their mom has gotten a Peloton during
oh,
this
I bet.
quarantine.
That and Zoom. I bet you Zoom's doing great right now. Should have jumped early on Zoom.
Yeah, probably still could.
Everyone's just so bored. And I was watching this. There's this like British live commentator that has just been live commentating just like life. and I thought I'd play some of it. It's so funny.
Let's hear it.
His name is Nick Health. This is him commentating on watching two guys in the park playing soccer.
Well, you join me here live at Tooting Common. And, this the final of the two lonely blokes in a park contest. And, whoa, that was absolutely terrible. That's what we've come to expect, really, from these two. They've been here for some time. A few runners in the distance. Not keeping enough distance, frankly. And, these two are utterly useless. Looking forward to the third, fourth place playoff later.
And then he did one of women in the park on a walk with their kids in strollers. And
oh, yes. I've seen a lot of those.
This was great, man.
So this, the international 4x4 pushchair formation final. And, we've got the up front pair, of course, are Johansson and Eriksson from Sweden. And they're in with the Brits here in Smith and Black. And they're doing particularly well of staying quite close with them around this very delicate bend. Of course, they're pretty familiar with this course. And, that's what saw them become European champions just a few months ago. Great to see them back.
And then this one was my favorite. He titled it After Lunch Break 2020 Crossroad Dash. It's people walking across the street.
Crossroad Dash, light turns to red. We wait for the beeps. There they are now then. JD Sportsman, he's got a decent start. Leggings on the outside. Oh, JD Sportsman's been distracted over the shoulder. And Leggings is going to get there. Oh, she does it again. Three titles in 3 days. Off past Vegas Gold for the lap of honor. Victorious.
Anyways, I tell you what, man. The world's going to shit. But the internet is winning, bro.
I know. It's alive and well on the internet.
The internet's just thriving. Do you want to start the show? We didn't start the show.
Oh, but yeah, we should probably do that.
You want to do it?
I think it's your turn. I think it's your turn.
Bros and hoes, you're listening to your favorite thing podcast with
Wells and Brandy, live from quarantine. I am officially on day 15 of quarantine. Do you know what day you're on?
I think 17. The last day that I went out was the Wednesday after the Bachelor finale. So then Thursday was my first day of quarantine.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. Is that 17? No. Is that 75? Is that 329? I don't know. What is time
You know
anymore?
What? It doesn't even matter because you still have to stay there. I think everybody thought like, oh, 14 days and we'll be good. Like everyone will be good. No, no. The 14 days meant nothing.
So there are no days anymore. I don't know who needs to hear this, but today's Monday. Like that was funny. And then I saw people that were sending that to me, but it was like, I don't know who needs to hear this, but today's like Saturday. It's like not Saturday, you know?
Every day is Saturday for now.
That's so funny you say that. Okay, so Tiger King. Did you watch Tiger King?
No, I have been binging Ozark nonstop.
Okay, hold on. So Joe Exotic writes a song called Here Kitty Kitty. That is about Carol Baskin killing her husband and feeding him to the lions, which, if you watch the fucking show,
is a very real possibility. So, did he write this on the show or is this like a recent development?
No, he wrote it like 4 or 5 years ago. And so then I tweeted out, am I learning Here Kitty Kitty on the guitar whilst wearing a wig on a Sunday morning? Yes. Yes, I am. And I realized that today's Monday. And so everyone was like, today's Monday, dude. And I was like, what are days anymore? And then I saw that Nathan Followill, the drummer for Kings of Leon, he responded with, I thought today was Saturday. And I said, dude, every day is Saturday now. Also, will you play drums on my cover of Here Kitty Kitty? And he said, meow, you're talking. I thought you'd never ask.
Wow, you've made it.
Yeah. Well, Nathan and his wife are big Bachelor fans. I knew them back in my Nashville days.
Oh, you do.
I do, dude. It's a cool. Wow. I'm excited about today's episode because we are going to have the very talented Sophia Bush on the show.
Low-key, I'm obsessed with her.
Yeah.
High-key, obsessed. I mean, One Tree Hill, it was honestly my favorite show. Still is. You know what? Once I finish Ozark, I might go back and start Wondery Hill from day one.
Might as well, bro.
I love it that much.
Obviously, I know who Sophia Bush is, but I never watched Wondery Hill.
I mean, she's done so much more than just that, but that was like her Hannah Montana, if you will. That was like her first big break, and she was really young when she did it, and it lasted forever and ever and ever. I think there's like 8 seasons, maybe more.
Wait, was that a show that Jenna Kramer was on?
Yep, Jenna Kramer was on it. Hillary Scott. There's a bunch of people on that show, but she's done things since. And then I kind of know her more recently just for her activism. Like, she's very involved in human rights and political stuff. And just, she's just all about doing all of the good things and bringing awareness to all of the human rights situations on her Instagram. So if you guys are into that, I learn a lot by following her on Instagram, I'll tell you that. But she's just super cool and has the coolest voice ever, talking voice. So I'm excited to get to talk to her today.
You got some fave things, Brew?
Not that I was expecting to be disappointed at all, because I wasn't.
Yeah.
Ozark season 3 is so dang good.
So good.
How far in are you?
I'm like on the third episode, so I'm still early.
Oh, wow, way further than you.
It's not a competition, all right?
It's new for me. Usually you're so far ahead of me.
I know. Well, I got a lot of things. I created.
You got a lot of virtual golf to play in the garage.
I had to build a simulator, you know. I created a new character named Jericho James. So
I mean, saw that. Yeah. I also saw that you and Sarah are rewatching your season of The Bachelorette.
Yes.
Which, the fact that that comes before Ozark has its own issues, but.
So here's the thing about like quarantining and stuff with binging. I think I get sick of just the same thing. Like, it's Groundhog Day over and over and over again. I need to switch shit up. And last night she was like, dude, let's watch your season. And I was like, let's do it. And you know what I realized? Our fucking season was hilarious.
Yeah, it was great.
It was such a good, like, I'm sorry, it was so much better than any season I can recall.
JoJo was a really good bachelorette.
She was really good and the guys were really funny. And all the guys like each other because it was all for one against Chad, you know?
Mm-hmm. A common enemy.
Yeah. We only watched 2 episodes, but it was so funny.
I mean, just the stories you guys posted were hilarious.
Yeah.
You really do look so different. I don't know why.
Because I grew the facial hair. What do you think about it?
That's not why, but now that we're talking about that, I'm here for the facial hair.
Oh, you are?
Yes.
Interesting.
Yes. Very here for.
Sarah likes it too, and I find that interesting.
Why?
I think I look disgusting with it.
Why?
Because I grow facial hair like a 14-year-old Hispanic boy. It's like patchy. It just looks gross.
It's definitely not like the greatest situation that I've ever seen.
Yeah.
But there's something about like a little scruff that gives you like a little, I don't know, just makes you a little more rougher around the edges in a good way.
Yeah. All right. That's kind of exactly what Sarah said. Okay. I'll keep it, you know?
Okay. Great.
I was so thin back then.
You were really thin. Yeah. I don't know. You just seem so different to me now.
I know. Is it in a bad way, you think?
No, in a good way. It's weird. Almost now it's like, and it makes total sense. Like, so much has changed for you now and you have so much of your shit together, I feel. Not that you didn't then. But I just feel like when you're in that place in life where you're still like dating and trying to figure everything out and I don't know, you still have so much you want to accomplish career-wise and you're just still kind of floating, like, right? You're like in that space where, got a solid career, but like I could do other things and still looking for a wife and all that. I don't know, like, you just emanate like a different vibe. And then once you have it all figured out and like you get settled down and you meet the person and you're no longer searching and fill a bunch of those voids, I feel like you emanate like a different, not just you, like in general, like then you just emanate like a different, like a piece sense. I don't know. I'm just like not searching for so many things. That's a generalization, but that's kind of how I feel about you. Is it's like, I don't know, you just seem more leveled, centered.
I was so much thinner back then.
Is that what you're hung up on?
It is kind of what I'm hung up on. But the thing was, I was really, really thin because I had gotten sick before that. I'd gotten really, really sick. I looked thin, but I wasn't really healthy, I don't think.
You're still thin.
Yeah, okay, cool. Thank you.
How much do you weigh?
Like 160.
Wow.
Everyone has been asking like where they can watch it. Dude, we fucking bought it on iTunes. Because guess what? Mm-hmm. We have nothing else to do. Actually, I think we rented it on iTunes for like $5.99. It's not like it's like super expensive to rent the season of The Bachelorette. I think we're going to do it every Monday night. We're going to watch another episode of my season of The Bachelorette. We're going to have Bachelor Mondays.
That is insane. But probably great for your Instagram engagement.
Yeah. And then Jericho James is a new character that I'm working. I'm kicking off the dirt. On, you
mm-hmm,
know,
I see this.
What do you think about Jericho James? A lot of people said it looks a lot like your dad.
I don't like that comparison.
No.
At all.
Mm-hmm.
Nope. Jericho James will probably give me nightmares. Is that what that name is?
Jericho James is a country
Jericho
singer.
Jericho James. No, he's not.
Yeah, he's a country singer. And he's gonna tell you about love loss, yoga poses. It's all the shit that people are doing. Jericho James is doing all the things that people are doing on Instagram, which is like singing you a song, showing you workout routines.
I feel like Jericho James could be a TikTok star.
But you just don't want to see him on your Instagram, do you?
No, but he also could be a TikTok star.
Yeah. I mean, he's a star in the world. So that's all that really matters. Yes. I mean, Ozark is fucking amazing.
It's so good.
Hey, Jason Bateman, can you do... Well, I need you to work on something new now. I need... Because I'm done with Outsider. And yep. I'm done with Ozark in like probably 48 hours.
Is this the last season? It is, isn't it?
I don't know.
Oh, you don't know. Jason Bateman is a freaking genius.
I started Little Fires Everywhere. I like it a lot.
Do you?
Yes, I do. It's good. It's got a Big Little Lies vibe to it.
Mm-hmm, I agree.
Reese Witherspoon just kind of plays that character a lot, which is that kind of like uppity rich white person, which, you know what? She found her lane, her little pocket.
She plays it well.
She does. She's had a great career arc. She was cute, young child star, and then kind of like the hot bombshell. And now she's kind of like the hot mom.
Totally.
Like that's what you kind of want. You want to get on that guy.
Mm-hmm. That trajectory.
The other thing that we watched is The Invisible Man.
Oh, is that a movie?
Yeah, it's a movie. It was supposed to be in theaters, but they've put it, you know, you can rent it now.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it's adapted from a book.
It's not from the book that I suggested a while ago, which was The Visible Man.
I know, but I do think it is adapted from a book.
It is phenomenal.
Who's in that?
It's the girl from, you like the show, A Midwife's Tale.
Handmaid's Tale,
there it is.
Wow, we got issues.
Yeah, it's her. She does she's such a good actress, dude. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's really good. I suggest it. It's got some good, like, meal jump moments.
Really?
Yeah. You got anything?
I'm on episode 8 of Ozark, so I'm much further than you, and that's where a lot of my time has gone. You're on episode 3?
Don't ruin it for me.
I'm not going to ruin anything. Have you gotten to the part where Jason Bateman's wife's brother comes into the picture?
Yes.
He is a great character. Very excited about his character.
Good, 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 good.
He brings like a fresh something into the series that we needed. Other than that, Westworld, still on that train. Have you tried that at all?
Yes, I'm liking Westworld. I'm liking where that's going. Yep.
What are your thoughts on it?
I think we're only like 2 episodes in. Like I told you, we're piecemealing this thing.
Were you as confused as I was about episode 1?
Yeah, but I liked it. I liked her breaking into the guy's house and fucking killing him and shit.
I loved it, but I was just like, who is Aaron Paul? How do you fit into this story? Where did you come from? What are you doing? I don't get it. That's how I felt on episode 1.
I also liked in the future, there's like a task rabbit for mobsters. It's like, you want to make some money? Go fucking kill somebody. Cha-ching, cha-ching. It's in your account now. Good job.
Well, the options are like, fuck yeah, or like, no, I'm a basic bitch or something. Yeah. It's pretty funny. So yeah, I'm still loving that, but I really do. There's just so much that I have to kind of go online after I watch it and read breakdowns about it to really get everything that's in the episode.
Yeah.
But I highly recommend it because it's much easier to understand.
We also started watching a show called The Plot Against America on HBO.
Oh, I've seen previews for that. How is that?
Really good. So I'll just read it to you. The Plot Against America. An alternate American history during World War II is told through the eyes of the working-class Jewish family in New Jersey as they endure the political rise of Charles Lindbergh, who captures the presidency and turns the nation towards fascism. The Plot Against America. John Turturro's in it. Winona Ryder is in it.
Oh.
Anthony Boyle is in it, and he actually was in Harry Potter. He was the original... Mm-hmm. Scorpius in Harry Potter on Broadway. We got to meet it, and he was like total show stealer in that production. And he's a British kid, and he's playing this New York Jewish kid from 1939, and he is so good.
Wow.
Not that I know like New York accents that well, but Sarah was like, Jesus Christ, his New York accent is good. So anyways, yeah, check it out. It's really good. I'm into it.
I've been wanting to watch it. They play previews for it all the time.
I know. It's also scary that like we were, if you look at it like that, we were so close to like not getting in World War II and helping out. Speaking of World War II.
Yes.
We got to talk about baby boomers. Okay.
History was my least favorite subject in school, let me tell you. What are we talking about, baby boomers?
So they're saying that the coronavirus is going to be the thing that wipes out the baby boomers, right?
Mm-hmm.
Baby boomers, I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's like a hatred of government or like a firm, steady diet of Fox News, but baby boomers are not buying into the corona.
Mm.
I'll tell you right now, my mother being one of these people.
Ooh, really?
She's like, they canceled tennis again. We're like, what the fuck are you talking about? Why are you playing tennis? Well, I'm separated by an entire tennis court. Yeah, but you're holding the tennis ball that the other person is holding. I don't think it's gonna be that bad. Lady, you realize we're fucking staying inside because of you guys. We're trying to save the booms, okay?
Yeah.
And they don't want to believe it. There are booms out there that think it's a hoax.
No, I know. It's bad. I also find that a lot of people in that age range also just the number one thing I hear them say is it's just not that bad. It's just not that big of a deal.
Yeah.
Somebody that does some stuff for me here, like on the horse property sometimes, said to me the other day, because I didn't want, sometimes he likes to bring his kids by, and I just asked him not to do that during this time.
Mm-hmm.
And his words were, oh, really? Coronavirus just isn't a big deal in Tennessee.
Yeah.
I was like, what are you talking about? We're on a citywide lockdown. Like, businesses are closed. No one's in school. What do you mean it's not bad here? And it just blew my mind. But you're right. Like, that is a very common mentality.
Yeah. Dude, the booms, they don't get it.
The booms. You know which boom does get it? Is my mom a boom? Yeah.
Oh, no. I bet you she's
no?
not.
No? Just.
Well, I don't know. I mean, your mom looks like she's fucking my age, so.
She was born in 67, I think.
So then, no, she's not a boom. A boom is 46 to 64.
Oh, she just makes that cutoff.
Yeah.
Because she's taking it seriously.
Yeah, but your parents smoke so much weed, so they're fucking paranoid as shit.
You know what? My mom actually hasn't smoked since this whole thing began because she thinks that smoking weed is going to make her more vulnerable to the virus.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, man, the booms.
My dad's probably smoking it up, though, for sure.
For sure, bro. I have a bunch of music. Should I
you
save?
Do?
Yeah, I have a bunch of music.
I was just thinking, I keep seeing that so many artists are postponing their album.
Yeah.
Release because of this, which I don't, I understand it partly from a business perspective. They're thinking, well, I don't want to put the album out if I can't tour to support it and I can't whatever, do the TV shows to support it and whatever. But on the back end of that, I'm like, why not put it out now? Because everyone's sitting at home and will stream and buy and listen to your album now.
Yeah.
But I just find there's not a whole lot of new music coming out because of what's going on.
Well, your sister's got some new music out.
Noah?
I got so high, I saw Jesus.
Did we not play that last week?
I don't think so.
Oh, let's give it a play.
Do you want to have Sophia on and then do music at the end?
Oh, yeah, we probably should stick with our...
our format?
It's that's we have such a loose format, we should probably stick with what we got.
Yeah. Do you have any other favorite things then?
I got a new sweatpants set that I'm a big fan of.
Dude, that's the most Rona I've ever heard in my life. You know what I love right now? So we got this little battery-operated coffee stirrer.
That is the laziest thing I've ever heard.
I know, dude, but just... And then dude, your shit...
Is that necessary?
It's not, but you know what? And I also don't know what I'm trying to save time for at this point, you know?
No kidding. I don't think I've ever thought to myself, you know, I really wish I could stir my coffee more aggressively.
Yeah. You can make fun of me all you want, but I'm getting you one for your birthday and you're going to be like, you were right. Speaking of coffee and my favorite things, I want to say very.
Ben Higgins.
Yes. Congratulations to Ben. No, you weren't, because I was going to say it.
No, I was.
No, you weren't. Congratulations to Ben Higgins and Jess
Clark. Soon to be Higgins.
I'm so happy that news is out because I've known about that for quite some time and it's been very hard to keep quiet because
I'm sure
because I love them so much and I love him so much and I just want them to be happy and that's been tough. So this is about me, guys. This is obviously
right, exactly. Have you met Jess?
Yes, I have.
She's awesome. Love them together.
Yes. Very pretty. You know where she went to school?
Ole Miss.
That's right. Hotty Toddy, baby. Woohoo! She ran track there. It's kind of crazy.
Oh, I believe that. Have you seen her legs?
No.
She's ripped.
Yeah. Brandi, listen, this quarantine sucks, but I will say this. I have been able to keep my mind occupied because of Best Fiends. Have you played this game yet?
I haven't, but I've told you before, Reinhardt plays it and freaking loves it. He's such a little gamer.
Yeah, it's so much fun. And I tell you what, the game has changed recently and it's become more challenging, much more fun to play. But it was so much fun to play beforehand. But now I've had to change the way that like I'm thinking about playing the game. My strategy and puzzle solving has completely changed. It's one of those games that I play and I don't feel like I'm completely just like rotting my brain, you know?
Yeah, totally. I've actually been meaning to download it because like you said, sitting in front of the TV and watching the same show, like you get bored and you want to switch it up. So I feel like moving from the TV to the phone would be really good for me. Best Fiends has thousands of levels already with new levels, events, and characters added every single month. It's hours of fun right at your fingertips. And you can even play offline, which makes it so much more awesome that you can play on a plane or when you're somewhere without internet, you can still play this game on your phone.
Yeah, with over 100 million downloads and tons of five-star reviews, Best Fiends is a must-play. So download Best Fiends free on the Apple App Store or Google Play. That's Friends without the R. So Best Fiends.
Best Fiends, F-I-E-N-D-S.
All right, so Brandi, since we've been quarantined, we've been actually organizing the house.
Yeah, same.
We found a lot of stuff that is like really good, like new cool gadgets and stuff that like we just like threw into a closet. And you know what I've been doing?
What's that?
I've been selling that shit.
Oh, that's so smart.
No one's been able to make money, but I'm gonna make some money somehow. I'm selling all that stuff online, and you know what's helping me out?
What's that?
ShipStation.
Amazing. I actually have heard of ShipStation. I think I'm going to start using it to sell some clothes now that I've cleaned out my closet.
Mm-hmm.
And ShipStation is so great because now that we can't leave the house, you know, we want to do everything online. So with ShipStation, you can sell online. You can get a lot of orders out really fast, which can be tough. The fastest, easiest, most affordable way to manage and ship orders. So you get the best prices as well, which is always really important because shipping can be expensive.
Yeah, no matter what you're selling, Amazon, Etsy, or your own website, ShipStation brings all your orders into one simple interface, making it really easy to manage from any device, even your cell phone. So here's the deal. Right now, all you guys can get ShipStation for free for 60 days when you use the code YFT. And make sure your business is ready to meet demands of delivery culture. Get started at ShipStation.com today.
Just click on the microphone at the top of the homepage and type in YFT. That's ShipStation.com and then enter offer code YFT to get this deal.
ShipStation.com. Make ship happen. Okay, let's call Sophia Bush.
Yay!
And just try not to like...
I'm going to be play it cool.
Just play it cool, bro. You know?
I'm the queen of playing it cool, okay? Right. The only person I've lost my shit over is Jimmy Fallon.
But yeah,
do you remember that? Let my cool go for like 10 seconds and I felt like a dummy, but...
Do you remember that time that Sarah went on Jimmy Fallon and Jimmy Fallon expressed his love for me?
Yes, I do. Were you freaking? Did you pee your pants?
No, but I got like a half chub. I'll be honest with you.
Oh, he's my fave. Okay, let's call her. I'm going to be cool.
Let's do it.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello!
Oh, I am a genius!
I wouldn't go that far.
All right. Hurtful. Sophia, how are you doing? This is a weird time in the world. Are you doing good?
Yeah. You know, I kind of am alternating between, you know, feeling super grateful that I'm able to be home. I was about to start a show in Canada and then had to come back with my whole cast and, you know, get home. And I've got some friends who weren't able to do that, who weren't able to travel. And I'm really trying to focus on the stuff that I feel grateful for right now. And also, this whole situation is just super anxiety producing, you know, knowing that our government lied to us for a time and that we refused tests from the World Health Organization and that people are sicker than they needed to be because of that. That's a hard pill to swallow. I'm kind of vacillating between feeling really grateful for my immediate surroundings and feeling really worried, you know, for the world, given what's going on. God, and then I really sent myself over the edge because I watched the Netflix Explained episode about pandemics, and I was like, they have been talking about this for years.
Yeah.
And that sent me to a whole other place. But it is really, I think, a good learning 30 minutes if you have it to spare.
I know, after hearing you like be upset, justifiably so, about like the government kind of like lying and like downplaying a lot of this, I think going forward, we need to have full transparency with the government. I need to know everything that's happening with aliens. I need to know about wormholes. I need to know everything. It's just time to lay the cards on the table, guys.
You know what? With you on the alien conversation. Open that shit up. I want to know.
Yeah, and you know what? Maybe there's an alien race that has dealt with this that can help us out. You know, we're not even utilizing all of the options, guys.
That would be cool. I would much prefer, you know, another life form in the universe to want to help us with this pandemic and not like vaporize us with a laser.
Yeah. I'm always amazed how stupid our fucking show is.
I know.
We're so happy. We're so happy to have you on the show. We're big fans of yours. I don't know if people told you like what the idea of this show is. So if they haven't, I'll give you like the quick kind of synopsis. Okay. The show is called Your Favorite Thing. And we just talk about our favorite things because there's just a lot of like negativity and like bad stuff on the internet. We thought we would do a positive show. And now more than ever, we need this show because inevitably our favorite things are always like things we're binging on Netflix or like music we're loving or Instagram follows that we think are hilarious. And now more than ever, people need things to binge, movies to watch, music to listen to. So Sophia Bush, we need to know what some of your favorite things are right now.
Okay, well, I mentioned one already. I'm obsessed with Explained on Netflix. Mm-hmm. I think it's the coolest. I mean, I'm a nerd. I love to learn. And there being a different topic in every episode where they really dive into something and teach you about a system, I think is really fascinating. Other favorite things to watch would have to be Abstract. Oh, my God. So Abstract is essentially like Chef's Table, but for designers.
Have you seen Tiger King?
Oh, yeah. Finished it yesterday.
Just real quick. Do you think that Carol killed her husband?
I mean, yeah. I don't understand how there's any other outcome that makes sense.
Yeah. Millionaires just don't leave the country and leave their money.
Well, and also leave no trace. Like, he would be on a plane, he'd be using his American Express card. He'd be doing things if he left her and went to another country. To your point, disappearing and never spending another dollar of his money, it just doesn't make any sense to me.
I've been seeing a lot of actors throw their name into the hat for when this inevitably comes a movie.
It's already happening. I saw a press release yesterday. Kate McKinnon's going to play her.
Amazing. Oh, really? Who do you want to see play Joe Exotic?
Oof.
I saw Dax Shepard threw his name in the hat, which I thought was a good one.
That's interesting.
That's a good one.
But if David Spade doesn't get it after his work in Joe Dirt.
I get that. Have you seen the meme that's going around that has a photo of Steve Carell making a certain face next to the photo of Joe Exotic? And it like, it works.
Yeah.
I would really be here for it. You're tall. Who do you want to play? I feel like you could play Travis.
No, but I'm not that. Travis is really, really tall. Travis is like 6'6", I think.
He's really, really
tall.
Yeah,
Wells only looks tall because next to Sarah, everyone looks tall.
No.
Fair point.
Also, I have the Kramer hair, so it gives me like 2 extra inches.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I mean, my favorite character is got to be the strip club owner who's overweight. For whatever reasons, like, I'm done with it and takes off his mic, and then all of a sudden he's on a jet ski. Like, I don't know what happened. I don't know who cut this thing together.
That was the most insane ending shot for him. I was like, what is going on?
Okay, you guys are making me want to watch this show now.
You've got to watch it.
Okay.
Just when you think there can't possibly be another twist or another turn, it sneaks up on you and punches you in the back of the head.
Do you have anything else that you're binging? Any movies that you're into?
Well, last night I just went and watched an 80s classic with a young McDreamy called Can't Buy Me Love.
Love that film.
No.
I'm going to ding it also.
God, I love that movie.
What is his name in it? He's
Ronald.
Yeah, Ronald. Yeah,
Ronald.
Oh, and that white leather frilled jacket, and then everything
and the
bolo
tie, which, by the way, I'm a big fan of. I wear a bolo tie pretty regularly these days.
Yeah.
So I was like, how do I go back in time and raid Dempsey's wardrobe from this movie?
That was such a good flick. Brandy, I know you want to do like fanny questions right now.
Okay. Well, this is going to be a twist for everybody on this Skype call right now, because I was sleuthing your Instagram right before we called you. Okay. You are in an isolation pod with one of my favorite music artists.
Am I?
Kevin!
Oh my God!
She was in an isolation pod with Kevin Garrett.
Oh my gosh.
Introduce you to someone.
You're smoking meats to Kevin Garrett?
I am. Kevin, this is Wells, and that's Brandy. I don't know why it's focusing on you.
She's
one of his very biggest fans and wanted to talk about our isolation pod.
Okay.
Huge fan. I literally was stalking Sophia's Instagram and saw that she's in an isolation pod with you, and I freaked out because I love your music. My buddy Sam Hunt turned me onto your music about 3 years ago.
Oh, wow.
Been a big fan ever since.
Thank you. That's so
cool. Yeah, look at that.
Aw, guys. Cool. I'm
full circle. So how do you two know each other?
Well, we know each other. One of my best friends, Vanessa, who used to live with me, how do you and Vanessa know each other? I don't even remember.
Through music stuff.
Yeah, because V's a manager. She manages another awesome artist called Verite. And 5 years ago, Kevin was playing at Thalia Hall in Chicago. And Vanessa texted us and said, I love you both. You have to hang out. And so I went to the show. And we've been hanging out ever since.
Yeah.
Amazing. And now you're in isolation together.
I've been living here for 5 years.
This is my house now.
In the bass. Great for me.
Giving away guitars.
Incredible.
Yeah.
That's everything. Well, thanks for making an appearance here on YFT.
Nice to meet you both.
I'm playing your song Coloring right now on the show as well. So
that's one of my faves.
Don't sue us for playing over 25 seconds of it.
Thanks,
nice to meet you, buddy.
Yeah, I love
him.
But I also am going to fangirl over you as well.
Well, thanks.
And I know, like, if you're anything like my sister, the last thing you want to talk about is One Tree Hill. Miley hates talking about Hannah Montana.
Wait, I thought for sure you were going to say Miley hates talking about One Tree Hill.
No.
I can't do it, guys.
Like, you did One Tree Hill so long ago. I'm sure, you're so sick of talking about it.
But you know what happens? It's funny. Hillary and I were talking about this recently. The first couple of years after it ended, I was like, stop fucking talking to me about that show. Mm-hmm. Like, all of us were like, we get it. Mm-hmm. Okay. And now... It's been done for long enough, and you know, we all still have a life together, that now it feels really nostalgic and fun. And now it's not all I want to talk about, but I also think it would be very hard to deny, like, Brooke Davis was a G. So,
oh my gosh, iconic.
I love that she was my person. I like that I got to make her into the person she became. You know, I fought really hard for her. When people say to me, oh my God, I'm Brooke Davis's number one fan, I'm like, TBH, I am, but you can fight for spot number two. You know, I put blood, sweat, and tears into that person and fought for that person. And yeah, we're distanced enough from it now that it feels cool to all of us to talk about now.
Yeah, I love that. I think my sister too is just within the past year, I feel like she's finally kind of come around to like making jokes about Hannah Montana and being okay bringing it up and posting throwback photos. Like, she never used to do that before. And now she does. So I think that once enough time goes by, it probably
it's a very real thing. You just need a minute, because you know, for fans of anything, and I get it, you know, it's the way I feel about Sex and the City. It's iconic to me, but I didn't have to make it. I didn't have to, I just got the 1 hour, you know, or in the case of that show, the 30 minutes of content that was done and perfect. Mm-hmm. I didn't have to live through the years and years behind the scenes, which is what I had to do with my show and your sister had to do with her show. And often the behind the scenes stuff, while full of joy at times, is also really hard. And there's a lot of, you know, less pleasant stuff associated as well. So I think once you have enough space from that, you can kind of just hold on to the good. It's like right after you go through a breakup, you know why you broke up with your ex-boyfriend, because he was probably not the right person, or in worst case scenario, a terrible person. But years later, you can go, yeah, these are the things I appreciated about that person.
Who are you still close with now from the cast?
Hillary Joy and I had a group FaceTime, 4 days ago? Because we're losing our minds in quarantine. And that was really fun. I see Lee. I saw Daniil and Jensen recently, her husband, who's so sweet. I still talk to Brian Greenberg a bunch. I talked to James. He's killing it. He's like out there being a director. And, you know, him and Steven created a show called Everyone is Doing Great. It's really, really great.
One of my favorite things about One Tree Hill was the music on the show. Like, it was such a great way to discover new artists. And yeah, I don't know, I just remember the soundtracks just being incredible. Who are some of your favorite artists, and what's some music that you're loving?
What have I been listening to lately? A lot of like Brittany Howard and Leon Bridges and Blake Mills and Tierra Whack, Anderson .Paak. I'm just like deep in the playlists at home zone. I love J. Cole. I love Astrid S. I'm literally looking through my Spotify right now, looking at what I've been listening to. I obviously listen to a ton of Kevin Garrett. He turned me on to this artist, Ethan Gressa, who's amazing. Oh my God, his record is so good. And obviously Maggie Rogers, like, she was one of my top artists in 2019 when the rap stuff for Spotify came out.
All right, YFTers. I mean, there's a lot of sleep hacks out there. We were actually talking about noise machines earlier, but there's also like no snacking at night, yoga before bed, meditation. I try to do that. Instead of trying them all, you can immediately transform your sleep with Bowl and Branch. We're talking about the best-selling sheets ever. Incredible on night one, and only get softer with every single wash. Brandy and I love Bowl and Branch sheets.
I truly do. I just got home from being gone for like 2 weeks, and there's just nothing better than getting in my own bed with my cozy, cozy bedding. And for me, that is my Bull & Branch sheets. They are made with the finest 100% organic cotton and are completely free from toxins. They feel so buttery soft, but they're so breathable at the same time. And they're perfect for the summer months ahead where it's a bit toasty out. Plus, they offer a 30-night worry-free guarantee, so you can wash, style, and sleep in their sheets for an entire month. And if you don't love them, you can send them right back.
That's right. Sleep better with the softest, most breathable bedding from Bowl & Branch. Get 15% off your order when you use promo code FAVORITE at bowlandbranch.com. That's Bowl & Branch, BOLLANDBRANCH.com. Promo code FAVORITE THING.
I love the Lone Bellow and Tegan and Sarah and King Princess. And then maybe my favorite song out right now is by Milk, M-I-L-C-K. She just released this song called If I Ruled the World.
Ooh. That came
right before this mess started. And it's really just about like if this one woman could be in charge, all the things she'd want to change. And it feels really especially poignant right now.
That's so really cool.
Yeah, I would get on that.
Amazing.
I'm playing a little bit right now.
Cool. Oh, yeah.
For some reason, I can't hear the music he plays. Can you hear it?
No.
Yeah, see?
I'm glad you're having your own personal concert right now, though.
What about stuff you're working on right now? What's going on? What's coming out that we can be expecting from you?
I just talked to my dear friend, Alana Glazer, the other day. We did this movie together that is so scary and so creepy called False Positive that she's finishing editing right now. So I'm excited for that to come out. And then, like I said, I was about to start this show. I'm doing this really amazing medical drama called Good Sam that is one of my favorite scripts that I have read in years. Now we're on hold for quarantine and social and physical distancing responsibility. So currently I'm reading a lot of books about surgery, which is honestly my jam. I wanted to be a heart surgeon when I was a kid.
You really have to study and know like the lingo and the language and like all that.
Yeah, I've been shadowing doctors. I've been in open heart surgeries over the last couple of weeks getting ready for this. And then obviously I can't do that anymore because no non-essential persons can be in hospitals right now, which obviously is exactly how it should be. But it's pretty wild. I realized I feel like I'm going to faint when I watch someone get a blood draw, but I can literally stand over a patient who is intubated, who has their chest cracked open, talk to the doctors while they're bone sawing and doing all. Yeah. And like watching them remove arteries and everything. It doesn't faze me at all. The first surgery that I was in on, it's also very cool because, you know, people approve you to be in there and their families approve you to be in there. And the first guy whose surgery I watched top to finish, I got to go meet his family on rounds in the ICU after it was over. And then the next day they sent me a photo of him when he had woken up and I just started sobbing. I was like, I know him in such an incredible way. It's so intimate. It's so powerful. It's one of the most incredible mergers of science and miracle that I've ever witnessed in my life. And so I honestly am so amped to go and work on this.
Yeah. Well, hopefully you get to go back soon. Tell us about work in progress.
The podcast is just my favorite thing. You know, I, right. As a longtime activist and person who, you know, works in a lot of political spaces and social system arenas, I kind of had this aha moment where I realized, oh, I have access to conversations with so many people that so much of the world doesn't have access to. And what an incredible way to spend my privilege. What better way, really, than to take those conversations out into a public space where we can really deep dive on how these things work, whether we're talking about political systems, whether we're talking about racial justice, whether we're talking about what it really means to be a creator. You know, I interviewed Gloria Steinem about her entire kind of journey to being this leader that she is. And then I interviewed Whitney Cummings, who everyone assumes is just having the best time all day long. And we talked about therapy and codependency and then sex robots. And it was like so weird and fun. And I just think it's such an amazing way to really dive into these deeper conversations with people. And I get so much feedback that people feel seen and they feel less alone and they feel like they're learning something in a way that's inspiring, not like eye roll inducing. Those are just the greatest pieces of feedback for me.
Who's been your favorite guest so far on the show?
Oh my God, that's impossible. That's impossible. So many people have been so amazing. My conversation with Chelsea Handler was so freaking great. I got to interview my favorite professor from college, Christopher Smith, who's one of my heroes. That was insane. Interviewing Gloria Steinem was obviously mental. I was like, what's happening? Everyone always says, like, don't meet your heroes. But I've gotten to meet quite a few of mine through this process, and they've all been so amazing. I'm such a fan of this writer, Liz Feldman. She worked on Two Broke Girls and worked for Ellen forever, and she created that show on Netflix, Dead to Me, which, by the way, that's a big movie. If you haven't seen it, oh my God.
Oh, yeah.
You're welcome. Liz came in for an interview because I'm genuinely just such a fan. I wanted to talk to her about her process. And we bonded so hard. We got to the end of it. And she was like, what just happened? Like, what voodoo did you just pull? Like, you Barbara Walters, what was that? And we were just dying. And we've stayed really good friends. And we have dinner. And I see her and her wife pretty regularly. And they're just the coolest. That's a thing that, you know, is an example of this interview show that I wanted to do, having this really cool ripple effect in my life.
Very cool.
That's amazing.
All right. Well, we want to be respectful of your time, let you get back to your quarantine with Kevin Garrett and everybody else. But thank you so much for being on our show.
Thank you, guys. Good luck. Stay sane. Get your blood moving if you can.
All right. Thank you so much for being on the show. Have an awesome Thanks, night Paul. And be safe out there, okay?
Thank you so much. You guys too. Everybody stay home if you're able.
Bye.
Bye.
I love her. She's so great. Do you want to do music or do you want to save it for next week?
No, let's hear some music.
Yeah?
Like one or two.
Dude, I have so many.
Let's hear one or two.
Okay. Shoot. Really? Just one or two? Okay. Do you know who Dave Cobb is?
No.
He is really well-known producer in Nashville. He produces like all of like Jason Isbell's stuff. He produces like all of like Chris Stapleton stuff. A lot of people. And he has a brother named Brent Cobb. And I believe he's probably producing his brother's stuff as well. And his brother has a new song out called The World Is Ending. And it's the most like apropos song ever for right now. So I thought I'd give it a little spin.
Perfect.
They say the world is ending today. Everyone is still pretending to pray. I'm just sitting here thinking about women with my head in the clouds and the room keeps spinning. The creek don't rise, good Lord willing, anyhow. Might be time to clean out. Shooting stars out my window.
Brent Cobb, The World is Ending, which it absolutely is ending. Did you know that Willie Nelson has a son that is a phenomenal musician?
No.
Oh, well, his name's Lucas Nelson. My brother loves Lucas Nelson so much, and he's got a new song that Sarah is, I like it too, but Sarah's like obsessed with it. This one's called My Own Wave.
Thunder in your eyes, it fades away. I tried to learn your song, but your memory is too strong, it lasts so long. And I feel it burning in my soul, like a fire dancing on the coals. I'm flying high above the break of day.
All right, so that's Lucas Nelson and the promise of the real, the tune My Own Wave. Do you have any suggestions?
I think we should play a little bit of Young Nikki.
I do like this song because it's funny. It's this great. This came up on my release radar, which is interesting. Nice. Because it, you know, I don't normally kind of, I don't know. It's a lot of like Sad Bastard. Actually, Young Nikki is Sad Bastard music. Let's be fair.
Oh, 100%. Also, this video is awesome. If you haven't seen the video, okay. Check her out.
Here's I Got So High, I Saw Jesus.
I got so high that I saw Jesus. Jesus. Yeah, Joseph lost his job to a machine. And Mary lost her mind to lines of code. You can't see, and if the angels are the AI, I'm gonna burn this whole thing down.
That's a really interesting songwriting, comparing, I guess, all these biblical characters to robots and AI and stuff. I thought that was really cool.
I'm always so amazed at how, like, wise beyond her years she is. The girl is 20. You know, and she wrote that when she was 19. Like, it's just so crazy.
By the
when
way,
I was 19, I don't even know.
By the way, the picture on this record, she looks good.
She looks great.
I mean, the abs are popping.
Abs are popping. And I don't know how she got those because she doesn't work out.
Yeah.
It must be nice.
I have one more. I played Henry Jameson before. And this is a new one called Atlantis. It says demo, so it might not be available. I don't know, but like, I love Henry Jameson.
Something about survival tips, something about apocalypse. I wonder why they're praying. I used to think we could save the world. Now I'm old enough to know that I don't know the first thing about all that. No, I don't know that that's how Atlantis fell into the rising sea. Everyone looking around.
Anyways, Henry Jameson, Landis, that's a really good song. Dude, I did want to do an appreciation spin.
Oh, I like the sound of that.
One of my favorite songwriters has the corona.
No.
Yeah. John Prine has got the corona and he is old. So, like, he's in danger. Anyways.
The heart
So we got to have good vibes, prayers, all that stuff is going out to John Prine right now.
When I was a young girl, well, I had me a cowboy. He weren't much to look at, just a free rambling man. But that was a long time, and no matter how I try, the years just flow by like a broken down dam. Make me an angel that flies from Montgomery.
And I know you might be thinking out there, he didn't write Angel from Montgomery. Yeah, he did. He wrote a lot of amazing songs, still does, and he's got the Roan, dude, and we cannot lose John Prine, so everyone say a prayer, please, for him. All right, what are you going to do the rest of the night?
Ozark, man. I'm going to finish it.
Oh, you're fucking going through it.
Bulldozing it, and then tomorrow is dedicated to Sorry We're Stoned.
Oh, you're doing it, huh?
Oh, we're doing it. Sorry, we're stoned. We're recording tomorrow. And I just want to give a shout out to everybody that responded to my Instagram story yesterday. Cause I hit some people. I posted on Instagram. I said, hit me up, DM me, ask me some questions, give us some, conversation starters. Like, what do you guys want to hear about? And people wrote in some really great things. And I was actually overwhelmed with how many messages I had, which is great. I screenshot all of like tons of great ones, for my mom and I to discuss tomorrow. So very exciting. Also, I feel like there's some confusion. Like some people are like, oh, where can I listen to this? I tried to find it and I couldn't. It's not out yet. We're going to record basically like a whole season up front so that we don't get in a position that Wells and I were in where we didn't put out episodes for weeks on end. We want to make sure we can deliver episodes to you guys weekly. So once we get it recorded, we will have more information on where to listen to it and when.
Very smart.
Exciting things.
All right. Well, stay safe. Wash your hands.
Mm-hmm. Also, like, get some lotion to put on after because, right? All the hand washing is making for some dry, cracked skin. I gotta say, the colloidal oatmeal lotion is really doing me a solid.
It sounds like a disease.
It's not. It's great stuff.
I know, but it's like, man, what's wrong? Like, dude, I've had diarrhea for 17 days. It's because of the colloidal oatmeal. I've got colloidal oatmeal. I've been shitting and throwing up constantly at both ends because of the colloidal oatmeal.
We're losing it.
Oh, man. It's so funny. Well, it's just the world is ending. That's why, you know?
Yeah.
All right, Brandi. I miss you. I love you. Stay safe.
You. I wonder if we'll ever see each other again in person.
I don't know. I hope so.
You do.
You know?
Love y'all.
Love ya. Bye.
Stay healthy.
They say the world is ending. They
This podcast has been brought to you by Podcast Nation.